Hello, this is Christina of Red Soul. It's so wonderful to talk to you. I hope you all are doing well. Sorry about the delay. I've been a bit under the weather and I had to see a physician. So I'm going to be out of the public for a minute, or at least work-wise. So, but I am well enough to share this story with you that I came across this afternoon about the schools in Fairfax. Now, in case you don't know where Fairfax is, it's one of those suburbs in the DC area, and it's usually a very prestigious area where a lot of upcoming middle class to high class families live. So now we're on the East Coast of one of the most affluent areas in our country, and now they want to be woke as well. Story reads with a headline: Fairfax schools tell children of military members that they have privilege. Now, when I've taught students during my 15 years, within my 15 years of teaching, what privilege is something that's automatically given to you and not earned. And I don't know of anyone, I'm sure there are certain people in this country that are privileged, but of course, in our woke country, we always want to focus on a person's gender, a person's race, and a person's faith. Okay, so you get the idea when woke people talk about privilege, what they are actually stating. So the story reads, I think it's on the two paragraphs long. I'll comment and then close because this is getting so tired. It's like the same type of music genre that you hear all the time. Country music, for example, they sing about love and debauchery, for example. A Fairfax County in Virginia, public school curriculum has students play privilege bingo, giving them privilege points if they are white, male, employed, or involved in extracurricular activities, or feel represented in media. It also says one has privilege if they are a military kid, drawing sock from parents who point out that children of military members must move away from their kids constantly, not set one their parents for months on end, potentially deal with post traumatic stress disorder and risk of becoming orphans. And they have the this silly bingo you can probably, I can see it's on Google Chrome, so you can probably even download this thing. So I wonder where I would fit in privilege. Let's see. Heterosexual, Christian, I'm reading the screen here. Free space. Feel safe around police officers. Honestly, mentally healthy. Okay, so I will win. I should write this down for my video because this is ridiculous. In fact, I'm gonna take a picture of this and show this to my video screen because this is actually Very comical. But I mean, in all seriousness, as I'm taking this picture here, in all seriousness, it's really a shame. And continuing spreading lies like this is really causing the country not only to divide, but to be hostile towards others. And I think Brandon Tatum has a t-shirt called White Privilege, and I saw one called Black Privilege, but I got enough controversial t-shirts. I don't know about that. I don't know about buying a t-shirt like that. I mean, if my subscribers want me to get a t-shirt like that, I'll ask them, or both. The next t-shirt I want is something more patriotic about that connects with Christianity. And I saw a t-shirt like that on YouTube where you can actually win this. But I can probably easily find one online. I want a picture of the flag with the cross, like what do you call those type of pictures? Dimension type, like you can see them both, and maybe add a lion to it. That I think that'll be like a. I'll be honored to have a t-shirt like that. Other than, but I mean, I got enough. Even the t-shirt I'm wearing now, it's already controversial, even though the president I wanted to win did not. So I'm so happy to talk to you folks again. I'm sorry if I sound a bit congested and weak, but I just want to touch base with you guys and let you know I'm still alive. So even if I have to post these, if God gives me strength to do so, once or a couple of times or three times or five times a week, then the Lord is my strength. I will have the privilege to do so. Thanks for tuning in. Again, this is Christina of Red Soul. Pray for our nation. Pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'll talk to you super soon. God willing. Bye-bye.